Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 23, 2022. Medium published my new article, If I Had $1 Billion. A few weeks ago, someone bought a Mega Millions ticket at a Speedway gas station in Des Plaines, Illinois. That ticket turned out to be a single winner and the owner won $1.337 billion. A student asked me about it. He said that this person probably has many people giving him or her, or them, financial advice of all kinds, and asked what would I advise the winners. Here is my answer. I think it is much more rewarding to use your money to give to others than to spend it on yourself. When you give, your gift lives in others, it cannot be erased. It develops your soul and fills it with vitality. I do not advise anyone on anything. What I can say, however, is what I think I would do if I won the jackpot. If I won it, I think I would split the money between investing in young children and in the elderly. These two segments of the population need support and cannot help themselves. The rest of the people can protest or try other ways to improve their situation, but the elderly and very young children are completely helpless and cannot even complain. I would use the money to build places for children and places for the elderly, different places for each segment. In these places, they will pursue activities that please and help them. For children, I would focus on entertaining educational programs, and for the elderly, I would focus on letting them enjoy themselves together. Children need to learn and enjoy learning. Therefore, I would offer them free classes in art, photography, sports, and science, as well as games that develop their thinking and collaboration. It is important that these classes are free, just as it was when I was a child, so that everyone has access to them. I think it is much more rewarding to use your money to give to others than to spend it on yourself. When you give, your gift lives in others, it cannot be erased. It develops your soul and fills it with vitality. Conversely, when you use the money for selfish pleasures, you are burying yourself. It is literally a spiritual burial, a spiritual death. This is why if I won the jackpot, I would use the money in this way. Truth is love. We live in a world where it is very difficult, almost impossible, to distinguish truth from lies. What tools do we have for correctly evaluating this? What is truth from the point of view of the science of Kabbalah? Truth is a good attitude of one to another. Any other relationships is more or less close to a lie. A kind attitude simply means that I care about the welfare of a person. In order to come to the truth, it is necessary to build the right environment, a group in which a person can learn from others and show them how much he strives to act according to the truth. And the truth is called love and connection, the good, kind influence of a person on a friend. If we wish good to any person in the world regardless of their gender, race, nationality, or religion, this is called goodness and truth. However, the concept of truth is relative because although absolute truth exists, it is a very high category that is still inaccessible to us, that we cannot reveal or even approach. It's almost impossible. Absolute truth suggests that a person cares about the welfare of any creation, inanimate nature, plants, animals, and especially people, and wants to treat them with kindness and love. That is the truth. From Cab TV's The World, August 11, 2022. The importance of the book The Tree of Life. Comment: Balhar Sulam writes that the Ari's book The Tree of Life, Eitz Haim in Hebrew, is identical in its importance to the Torah that was given to us, on Mount Sinai. One can imagine what the Torah means for all humanity. Today, all culture, art, painting, all religions, and all science are based on it. It's hard to say what life would be like if there were no Torah. Everything is built on this, right up to our relationship. And the book The Tree of Life was written only 500 years ago and was published literally 200 years ago. But there are still no implications, no one knows about it. My response, it should manifest itself in the future. We hope that its consequences will manifest themselves already in our days and will become the basis not only of our culture, but also of the life of all mankind. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, August 2, 2022. On the way to absolute love. Question: what can help people on the way to absolute love? Can you formulate some tips? What will help people? Answer: an example, only an example. Nothing else. An example of how you give in to others, how you are ready to get closer to them, how you appreciate them. Moreover, you should be constantly talking about it. Question: imagine that several hundred people are sitting in front of you at a seminar on the topic of true love. What is the last, culminating question you would ask for the seminar? Answer: why is love the highest feeling, the greatest force of connection between people? Let them discuss this. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, August 5, 2022. Wishing a long life. In recent years, new technologies in medicine have been developed that make it possible to extend human life to limits that previously seemed to be fantasy. But is there any point in extending life to 200 years? 1,000 years ago, people lived for 20 years and this was considered normal. Today life expectancy is already approaching 100 years and this is considered normal. The question is how to fill this life so that it will not be filled only with trips to the doctor. First of all, we need to find out what benefits this brings to humanity so as not just to prolong human life. After all, we see increasing the number of years a person lives does not change one's views on life. Over several centuries, life expectancy has increased many times, but nothing, in fact, has changed. Egoism does not change. The question is, what to live for the benefit of humanity or for yourself? What does a person live for, and is it worth prolonging such a life? If we needed the long life provided by modern artificial organ transplant technologies, then nature would have given it to us. For how many years is it worth living? For as many as a person can really benefit himself and others. If the meaning of a person's life is to achieve the purpose of his existence, to reveal the upper force, and thereby rise to the highest level of human function, then it is really worth the effort to prolong life. But without an upper purpose, why prolong life if half the time a person will suffer from medications and operations and never leave the doctor's office? First of all, let's try to use the allotted years of our lives correctly, in order to find out what we live for, and if we succeed, we need to tell others about it. There is no greater achievement in life than to find the reason for life, its purpose, and to help others reach the same. The purpose of life is to understand the formula of life, and in accord with it, become perfect in our actions and justify and fully agree with the force of creation, the Creator, and humanity. After all, this means that you do not curse the Creator and are in solidarity with His creation. You understand creation, what happens in it, your life within it, how it embraces you, and how it acts. Agreement with creation reveals all our sensations, and we begin to feel it directly, as if we were skinned. To attain the essence of creation, to attain the Creator, and to attain the root of creation and its purpose means to experience the entire creation directly, as if you exist inside this one force with naked perception. We achieve all this through love for the created beings, because when we come to the feeling of the Creator, we feel that we are connected with all created beings. From CAB TV's Conversation with Journalists, August 9, 2022. Interest in a critical approach. Comment: there are people who perceive your words as the truth, And there is a category of people who think, he said it so many times and where is it? My response, the fact is that everyone should agree with the truth. Not consent a priori like with some guru. For example, the Dalai Lama says something, and it is not discussed at all, no other thoughts are considered, nothing. That is, it is the truth. When he is present at any international meetings and says something, everyone is silent. Everything is the first instance, that is, manifestation of God on earth. No one argues with him. Therefore, he is invited to very few places, and he goes to very few places. He is just a respected person, like an idol. But not me. I want to be checked, studied, and analyzed for each of my proposals, and everything to be approached critically. Why did he say that? Why not the other way around? Is that correct or not? It is also that a person, by chewing over my every sentence, would change himself in accordance with it or against it. I am interested in a critical approach. This is the most important thing for students. That is why I do not suppress them, I explain it again, I repeat it again, and I love it very much when they pester me. Let's say he wants to push me down on my shoulder blades, please, put the squeeze on me. It helps me to express myself better. This is necessary. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Criticism of Kabbalah, February 20, 2013. Kabbalah is the elixir of life. The world is facing a great struggle of man, people, nations, countries, and civilizations working against each other, which will be until they submit to a rational Kabbalistic method that does not require some kind of admiration for us, Kabbalists, and our elevation above them, nothing like that. Come and be the most important person, who is stopping you? Still, it is so hard to accept because it is directed against egoism. It will be a very tough fight. But little by little, we need to spread this knowledge in the world as widely as possible and work as deeply as possible. Gradually, it will saturate all egoistic dryness with its juices, and from the Reshimot, from these seeds that are in everyone, sprouts will begin to appear. I think that very soon we will reveal a common force that will shine on us, in the connection between us, and then it will not just be easier for people. No. New difficulties will appear, but for them it will be like a stage they have already passed, a well of water of life they have found, an elixir of life. Within the group there is a spring from which everyone can drink cool, clean water. Then your eyes open, all the pores open, and you begin to see and feel everything. And all this happens in connection with everyone else. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Forecast for next year, February 20, 2013.